From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all his fullness.
Good afternoon, you're very welcome to the Sunday edition of Let the Bible Speak. Please stay with us for the next 15 minutes. I'll be sharing you the Word of God through the spoken word and also through song. In a few moments we're going to turn to the book of Zechariah chapter 13. First hear Susie Lessinger singing a lovely gospel hymn.
Jesus, keep me near the cross, there how precious fountain, free to all, a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain. A trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star shed his beams around.
One verse from the Old Testament I would like to read to you today. It is found in the book of Zechariah, chapter 13, and we'll read from the verse number 7. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. We know that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. From this verse in Zechariah chapter 13, I want to talk to you about the sword, the shepherd, and the sheep. Zechariah 13 is one of the great Old Testament chapters that talks to us about the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we call this chapter messianic. Christ is the Messiah. The Messiah is the anointed one. He is the deliverer. He is the Saviour. He is spoken about throughout the Old Testament. And here in Zechariah chapter 13, we know that it is he who is being referred to, because Christ himself said that Zechariah 13 referred to himself. In the book of Matthew chapter 26 in the verse 31, Jesus Christ said to his disciples, just before he would be taken away to be tried and then to be crucified, on the night before his death, he said, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite this shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. And again, in Mark chapter 14, verse 27, the same words are repeated by the Saviour, speaking to his disciples just before his death. All ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. Therefore, here in this verse we see a sword that will smite the shepherd. The shepherd is the Lord Jesus Christ. The sheep would be scattered, and the sheep refer to the people of God. The sword, the sheep, and the shepherd. Let's first of all think about the sword. Whenever we read about the sword in this verse, we read about the sword of God's justice. When we read about a sword in relation to God, we're not thinking of a physical sword. We are thinking of the justice of God. And in ancient times, the magistrate was referred to as the one who wielded the sword, because the sword represented the dispensing of justice, the dispensing of punishments. In Genesis 3, verse 24, we have the first mention of the sword in the Bible. And we read there that God put Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden, and he placed cherubims at the entrance to the garden. And these cherubims had a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. And so Adam and Eve could not enter paradise again, and there was a sword that prevented them from doing so. This sword of justice, it hung over the head of Adam and Eve. And this sword of justice, it hangs over our heads today. It has been hanging over all of humanity in the thousands of years that have passed by ever since. The sword of God's justice. The reason why this world is cursed with so many things that cause us pain and misery is because of sin. There is a justice in this. The reason why we become sick, the reason why there are pandemics, the reason why there are earthquakes and hurricanes and all kinds of disasters, the reason why there are tragedies, the reason why there are famines in the world, the reason why this world is such a broken place is because of the curse that has been inflicted upon this world because of sin. We are growing old because this world is cursed. We are going down to the grave because this world is cursed. There are doctors and hospitals and the need for drugs and medical intervention. There are undertakers and there are grave diggers and there are graves to embrace our bodies at the end because this world is cursed. And so you see, this flaming sword is constantly there. We experience it every day, the sword of God's justice. But for those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and who will meet God in the judgment day, they will not only face the brokenness that their sin has brought about in this life, but they will face the banishment that Adam and Eve's banishment was but a reflection of. It'll be an eternal banishment. Adam and Eve were banished, but they continue to live in this world. But whenever the soul of man meets with God, God will banish the soul from his presence for all eternity into outer darkness, and that will be the eternal execution of his justice. We're all going to meet God someday, and for those that do not know God, it'll be a terrible time of reckoning. There is a sword, but there is also a shepherd. Our focus turns to the shepherd, and this shepherd is interestingly called my fellow. Now, God is speaking here, and he says in Zechariah chapter 13, "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd and against the man that is my fellow." God says this shepherd is his fellow. This shepherd is his friend. This shepherd is his equal. And so we are presented with one who is an equal with God, who is a fellow with God, who is a friend with God. And he is a shepherd. And who is this? This is the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Son of God. He is described throughout the scriptures as the shepherd. And yet he is God. He came into this world. He might be our shepherd. And yet he remained God. He remained the Son of God. The Son of God becomes the shepherd of humanity that has rebelled against the law. Throughout the scriptures, we discover that the shepherd is good. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me," David wrote, "all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." The shepherd provides. We will never want when we have this shepherd. This shepherd feeds his flock, Isaiah 40. He gathers the lambs in his arm, and he gently leads those that are with young. He is a sympathetic shepherd. But he is a shepherd who would die. Because in John chapter 10, we read in the verse 11, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." So the good shepherd would die. He would lay down his life for the sheep. He would pay the ultimate sacrifice for the good of his flock. And this is exactly what is meant here by the shepherd being smitten, the shepherd smitten with the sword. And that's what happened at the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord on the cross, he took our sin. You see, the reason why the Christian does not have to fear the sword of God's justice is because Christ took that sword for us. The sword awaked against him. The sword struck him. It was not merely the sword of man, it was the sword of God. It was not merely a sword that afflicted his outer being, and his wounds that he felt in his body were horrendous enough, but there were other wounds in the soul, other wounds in his heart, as the sword of God's justice inflicted him because of our sin. He did not suffer for his sin because he had no sin, but he took our sin. You see, justice must always be dispensed. Justice is a hungry thing. Whenever the law has been broken, justice will not be satisfied until there is punishment. That's the way justice works. And we have broken God's law. We all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. The justice of God hungrily and angrily cries out for our punishment. But here is the Lord Jesus Christ, the shepherd who came, who said, I will take the punishment for these people, in order that these people might have everlasting life, in order that these people might be in heaven with me. I will die for them. Well, what must you do to receive the benefit of this death? You must put your faith in Jesus Christ alone. You must ask him to be your saviour. What a saviour he is. The sword smote him. But then we have the sheep. And whenever we look at the sheep here, we discover their flight. They are scattered. And the sheep represents the disciples. When the Lord was smitten, they were scattered. They fled from him. The sheep represent the Jewish people who turned away from the Lord. He came unto his own received him not. It was his own people who decided to crucify him. It was his own people who rejected even the message of the first apostles. But these sheep who flee, do they not represent you if you do not know the Lord today? Here is a Saviour who died for you on the cross, who shed his blood for you, and yet you flee from him. You will not have him. But there is forgiveness for these sheep that flee, because Zechariah said that the shepherd would turn his hand to rescue the little ones. The Lord is one who forgives his people who flee from him. What a forgiving, what a gracious, what a wonderful God he is. Peter, he forsook the Lord. He denied he ever knew the Lord. And yet the Lord rescued Peter. The Lord forgave Peter. Thomas doubted. Yet the Lord came to Thomas, showed him his hands and his feet and the wound in his side. The Lord is good. And there is forgiveness for you. You have rejected the Lord. You've turned away from him. Perhaps you're a backslider. You don't walk with God as once you did. The Lord graciously wants you to come to him today and to put your faith and trust in him. And we have the future of these sheep who flee, these sheep who are forgiven, these sheep would have a future. Christ will preserve his people. In John chapter 10, we also read, the Saviour said, and I give unto them, I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. For those that are Christians, we are kept by the power of God. Jesus Christ died that we might go to heaven and live with him forever. Is he your Saviour today? Do you know him? Think today about the sword that smote our shepherd in order that the sheep might be saved forever. I thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.